The Broski Report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Direct from the Broski Nation headquarters in Los Angeles, California, this is the Broski Report with your host, Brittany Broski.
I'd speak Spanish, Japanese, or French, but the way that body popping, it don't nearly make sense. It's her body language. It's her body language. Come on.
That was the lower harmony.
Her body language, come on.
Jesse McCartney, we miss you.
Happy 2026! Seven!
28 soon to be 29. Oh my God. Guys, happy friggin' New Year. Bring back friggin', by the way. Friggin' is on my list of things to bring back, as well as the poop emoji. I'm gonna bring back the fucking, like, 2013, 2014 emoji leggings. I'm going to pop out on a carpet one day wearing them shits and y'all are going to be like, hold on. It's not necessarily giving. However, I do think there is a campy quality to it. Me at the Met Gala, the theme is camp. I'm wearing emoji leggings and a Bobby Jack fucking zip up. Fuck you. You bitches wouldn't know camp if it smacked you across the face. Damn. Anyway, so this is New Year's. Holy fuck. What the fuck happened? We are so fucked. A very happy New Year. And a brand new year. Let's hope it's a good one. Without any. Add the FNAF theme. Add the FNAF. The little, like, jump scare noise. Guys, this is my fourth Red Bull of the day. I'm pre-recording these. I'm juiced. Okay? I'm like, I imagine roids could not do what a Red Bull does to me. If tomorrow I was like, maybe a cocaine steroid combo, like, cocktail sounds delicious. I don't think that would affect me half the way that, like, a Red Bull does. Four Red Bulls? Hey, my stomach lining is disintegrated. Four Red Bulls in one day? By the way, we all know that the fucking max is 400 milligrams caffeine a day, bitch. And each one of these is 80, so I'm not even at the limit yet, bitch. Okay? 2026, we're changing some things, okay? I'm no longer going to explain myself as a woman. I'm no longer explaining myself. If my answer is no, or if I don't want to do something, I don't have to explain myself. No is my answer. And that's actually, we're going to leave that at the door. Okay? Guys, I'll get into the other things that I want to change or other things that I want to implement into my life in 2026, but let's take a moment to reflect. I love to do this every year and be like, holy shit, how much of this year did I black out because I was off the edible? Because I was off the cherry limeade edible. And how much was spent beautifully with friends? It's like playing a game called Where Are the Pockets of Joy? And I'm so fortunate in my life. I have such amazing friends and my family is kooky as all hell and it's riddled with mental illness. But hell, y'all, come on. It's the only one you got. It's the only one you got. You better love them. I mean it. Y'all be good. Don't be ugly. Okay, so this year, so many beautiful things happened, okay? A standout for me, Josh Hutcherson. A standout for me personally, PETA Melark. PETA, when you were about to eat the Nightlock berry, were you hard? PETA, Was there some form of edging happening when you and Katniss were about to be murdered by the Capitol? Yes or no? You know, the crazy thing about Josh Hutcherson is he would have answered that question. He's so... Josh Hutcherson and I were cut from the same cloth, I believe. His is a bit more yellow and stained, I think, because yellow blinky turned brown blinky, okay? Mine's a bit more, it's got pills. It's pilled up like a sweater, like an old sweater. My fabric, if I was a fabric, it would be like, the neck would be stretched out because I get overstimulated and I can't have it around my neck. That's why I cut the neck out of every single thing that I own. Like, this is kind of torture for me right now, this fucking hoodie, but I'm wearing it because it's Frankenstein. I love you, Frankenstein. But I can't really do hoodies. It's like, release me! Anyway, yeah, my fabric would be pilled. It would be stretched out, but it would be so soft because it's been washed and worn and washed and worn. Okay, it would smell great. Because I do lotion and then I do perfume and then I put my clothes on. So my clothes always smell like sweet. Really been, I've got back into, I know it like just came out a few months ago, but Leah's Sticky Dates, the double dates, you ever had a dream? Leah overtook Skylar as their creative director, her Double Dates fragrance. I'm so into it again because I loved it when it first came out. And then I went to my like all-time favorite perfume that I discovered this year, shout out 2025, is Angel Stellar by Mugler. And I'm pretty sure Alex Consani did the ad for it, bitch. It's so good. I try to get away from it and then I end up coming right back. But hey, she knows where home is. Do y'all listen to Upstairs Neighbors? That's my favorite podcast. That's my favorite podcast, bitch. To Upstairs Neighbors 2026, I wish you a very much success. I wish you, Upstairs Neighbors, a very much top number one podcast on Spotify. Amen. And God bless. They are so fucking funny, bro. The bits they do, literally, I'm like, oh, I just want to sit in the room on the floor, crisscross applesauce, and just laugh. I watch their clips on TikTok, and I'm like, how can people be this funny? It's ridiculous, bro. Anyways, Dom and Maya.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so many things happened this year. I want to take a quick trip down memory lane, and I'm going to reference my little document right here. Okay, a short list. Because, of course, way more things happened and things happened in my personal life. I came to some beautiful revelations. Honestly, y'all, December 2024 to December 2025, me, and I hope for y'all too, damn near a different person. Like, the way that I view life, the way that I approach life, I went through that horrific situationship at the end of 2024. Like, over a year has passed. I am so much happier. I feel free. I feel like I've come out the other end of the tunnel, like truly in the realm of like decentering men, of living the most true version of myself every day, like choosing to do that. Being gentler with myself, like all these fucking stupid ass buzzwords. But to its core, it's like taking in all the good parts of what I see on social media. I'm trying to be better about that. Also, Mina Lee is my favorite YouTuber and she has really changed my perspective on life and like thinking. And she has such good takes on all of these discussion topics, truly, you know, when it comes to internet presence and consumption and all of these things I've thought about critically this year for the first time ever. Not ever, but like in a meaningful way with the intent to change how I live, you know, like a lifestyle change that I am willing and ready to implement. And man, we're here. Like it friggin' happened. So it's crazy. Like I've talked to my friends and they're like, the change, the amount of change that you have undergone in the last 2 years has been really amazing to watch. Like my girlfriends told me that when we were in Maine And then Tato told me that. My mom told me that. It's just like so, I don't even want to say validating. It's more so like, oh yeah, that was conscious. You know, like I did that on purpose because I was tired of how I was living, what I was giving my emotional energy to. And I'm not going to talk in these like, you know, empty platitudes that are vague. Like I'll talk specifically about when you meet a friend or a young gentleman or a business opportunity. Like I'm the type of person where I will give you my full undivided attention, but also my Venus is in Gemini. So you got to keep me interested and engaged or I'm headed over here, girl. You know, like boring. I'm over here. I'm also so, it's a strange thing with my sign because I'm, or with my chart because I am a Taurus, like at the core of it. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You know, like I feel I am very dependable. I am very responsible. If I start something, I have to finish it. I literally was just thinking about this last night because I was packing and I was doing all the shit. And I was like, I have been packing and doing laundry and doing house shit for like 7 hours. It was an all day. I had a shoot until 5 p.m. And then I came back home and immediately started, like, I didn't even eat dinner. I didn't sit down. And I was like, because I know myself, if I sit down, and I'm like, just to scroll on Instagram, just to, what if I start reading my book? What if I, first of all, in my brain, I'm like, if I start doing something else, I will not finish what I'm currently doing. Also, I can't enjoy the other thing that I'm about to start doing because I'm going to be being like, you're fucking procrastinating. Get your bitch ass in there and finish what you're doing because I can't even fucking focus on the book. I can't even focus on the fucking book. You know, it's like, I can't enjoy what I want to do to distract myself because I know that I'm trying to distract myself. Like, just do the task. And so that, and I think that's so my dad. I'm so my fucking dad. Don't make me act like my dad. Girls, when they start acting like their dad. Fuck. The cursed emoji. Put it up here. The cursed half-shadowed emoji. Like, because for real, don't make me act like Jeff. Like, I'm going to have to pull out Jeff. And I don't want to do that. You know? Because my dad was the disciplinary one. And sometimes I have to discipline myself. Don't make me do it, girl. Anyway, yeah, I like that about myself. And I've really leaned more into that this year, especially when it comes to relationships, when it's like, if you're not for real about this, then like I'm done wasting my time. Because guys, look at me in my eye or listen to me in my ear hole, okay? Listen, let's go hold a hole. Let's touch tips with our ears. If you are in the middle of something, a friendship, a situationship, any relationship, any situation, a job, whatever it may be. And this thing is not absolutely necessary to your life and to your well-being. Really ask yourself, do you need this? And this is a hard thing, right? Because I know that it's not that simple and life isn't that black and white. I've worked shitty jobs where I'm like, hey, I'd rather die than go into work tomorrow. And it's like, you don't have a choice, actually. You know, you have to work. You have to have money. Especially like, girl, my job was low paying. It's like, you don't have another option. You know, I'm already on a budget as it is. I can't afford to be like, I don't like this job. I might quit. Man, I'll just figure it out. No, you need a plan. Have a plan and have a backup plan. The Broski Report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode of the Broski Report is brought to you by Squarespace. When a new obsession turns into a project, a clear online home helps people find it. Squarespace lets anyone build a polished site with Blueprint AI or templates, plus simple drag and drop editing. Offer advice or creative services with scheduling, invoices, online payments, and email marketing in one place. Share videos through a library and charge for access with paywalls. Built-in search tools help people find your site with meta descriptions and an auto-generated sitemap. Squarespace Domains helps find a business name, with privacy and security tools included at one fair, all-inclusive price. Head to squarespace.com/launch for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code LAUNCH to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
And it's like shit like that. It's much easier said than done to be like, this isn't serving me. I'm going to cut it out. I'm going to trim the fat, right? However, when it comes to people and when it comes to things that you choose to give your emotional energy, for 2026, I want a lot of you, Broski Nation, to realize you have way more agency in your life than you think, okay? That's an active choice that you can make. If you start to pull back, you start to draw back, and people start to, that's fine. Okay? Because I'm of the opinion that true, concrete friendships that will withstand the test of time and aren't just these passive, one-sided, selfish, you know, that type of friendship, which comes with age as well. You know, you naturally lose friends that are like that because they need to get their shit together. And you need to be able to have a real conversation with your friends to be like, this isn't serving me and I would like to fix it. And if they're not receptive to that, and if you also can't be accountable for maybe the part you've played in the downfall or the fizzling out of a friendship, then, you know, friends come and go. Of course, it's more difficult with family members, but what I'm trying to say is that you have a choice in how much time you give these fucking people. If these people are IV draining the life out of you, then you have a choice to not let that happen. You know, I think that 2026, there's the goal for me, at least, is there's a perfect balance between that I'm trying to strike between saying yes, because true community and true friendship and the best relationships are when you show up for each other. Okay. It's not always convenient. It's not always what you want to do. But if this is a friend worth keeping and it's a friend that you truly care about, you will show up because you would want the same in return for you, right? On the flip, if this is something that truly drains the fucking life out of you and that you dread, maybe say no. Like, I just want there to be this revelation like I've had this year for all of my people. That like your life, you are fully in the cockpit. You control this ship. You are flying this plane. Start acting like it, okay? Get out there and go kill them, team. Let's go get them, Tiger. But for real, and in that vein, I also want to celebrate some beautiful changes that we might implement this year. So let me move on to this section, okay? It's here is the top line for 2026. Add more whimsy. I want more whimsy. I want more little trinkets and I want more little cutesy things. I want more play, more imagination, more quality time. I want more crafts. I want more handmade things. I want more hand-painted things. I want to see touches of human life everywhere. This is my wish for 2026. I am tired of fucking AI. I am tired of slop. I'm tired of the drop shipping. I'm tired of the single-use plastic and cheaply made underpaid labor. I'm tired of it all. Okay? There's a conscious decision that you can make to change that. And it is not simple and it is not easy. And we will stumble and we will fall. And that's okay. And there are certain things in life that, you know, we live in, at least all my Americans, we live in a deeply troubled country and everything is so nuanced. And that's the struggle of posting online where I feel like sometimes we're coming around and then other times I'm like, oh, fuck, we're not coming around to the fact that everyone has their own life and their own struggles and their own path that they're walking. And grace and love and mercy is what we should really lead with. And of course, that's easy to say sitting up here talking to this fucking mic, and it's a lot harder to implement in real life. But that is also my top line for 2026. Lead with love and mercy and give people the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, if you need to draw your boundaries, draw them and keep them. Stick to your boundaries, okay? But the biggest top line is let's impregnate the infertile womb with a bit of fucking whimsy. Let's bring fertility back to this godforsaken brown earth.
With that being said, I want to show you a TikTok.
Here's a TikTok I saw. These are easy ways to add whimsy to your home, okay? Number one, peel off stained glass stickers. I've seen these everywhere. And shout out to this creator. Her name is Love Jessica Blair. I've seen this before. And if you don't want to do this, I will say you can buy actual stained glass, like hand-blown stained glass, or teach yourself how to do the little cheat that's the hot glue with the, you can use actual, it looks like real metal, but it's not. It's just like a shiny metallic glue that dries down well. You can make fake stained glass, which could be a fun craft night with you and the girls, okay? Or you and your partner. I think that that is something that is important to me, is like creating home decor or things that are beautiful and handmade and having it be a permanent fixture in your home. Now, if you're going to do something like this that she's talking about, you know, with if you're putting it in the shower or whatever, I would just be careful about moisture being trapped behind the adhesive or whatever. Just be safe. Okay. But shit like this, love, love, love. Okay. Her second one is cool lamps. Here's my tip for this. Thrift, and customize. I follow this crazy girl on Instagram who does those refurbished Victorian era lamps. They're not refurbished. She makes her own, but they're Victorian themed lamps. And she totally upholsters it. She sews it. She hand stitches it. And it's got the little beads and the whatever. Oh, it's so good. I think her name is Lamp Lady or vintage something. If you just look up Victorian lamp on Instagram, I think she probably comes up. Her shit is always sold out. And she sells those lampshades for like $400. And I want one so bad one day. I'm going to get one, but they're always gone. They're always gone. I wish she had like a mailing list where I could be like, I got one. Mine. She's awesome. Shit like that, dude. If you're anything like me, I don't think any member of Broski Nation, at least to my knowledge, is like a minimalist. Okay. And if you are, I can't imagine why you like me. Because look at this fucking set. Like, come on, dude. I am a tasteful maximalist. Don't look at the set. And I also believe in the power of refurbishing. And I also believe in the power of handmade. Okay. Lamps. If you're going to do lamps, probably go secondhand. And she recommends warm bulbs, to which I agree. Okay. Warm bulbs and no big lights. No big lights. 2026. No, get those lights off. Then she recommends also thrifted jars and trinket trays to keep stuff in, just for some character. God, we need to inject character into our lives, dude. Okay. Then I found this other TikTok that is from Among the Wildflowers. And she says, fill the comment section with things you do to make your life more whimsical. I thought we could read through this. This is from May of 2025. Let's go ahead and read through it. Someone says, I have normal drinks and fancy glasses to make them feel special. Love. Okay? Love. I also love, again, thrifting or... I've seen girls make like their little nighttime drink, like a mocktail with the CBD and whatever in it in a wine glass. Just make it gorgeous and stunning. I don't know. Like, let's come on. Wear the fur coat to CVS. Today's all you have. When I want to tell someone something, but I'm too scared, I name a star after them and talk to it. Barefoot walks in the rain do wonders for you.
Okay. Now, while in theory, I do probably agree with this, I'm just going to say, and I'll say it, trench foot.
Trust me, you're not going to want to do that, bro. I've read about trench foot. Trust me, I had a World War I phase. We all lived it, okay? And Warren, don't. don't edit in any of the World War One shit. We all lived through it enough. And if I was weird about it, no, I wasn't. World War One, there was a little thing called trench foot, okay, where they would be down in the trenches and it would rain or otherwise be moisture. It would be wet down there. And basically, when you're down there for days, weeks, months at a time, and you have one pair of boots and they're always wet, you get trench foot real bad. Okay, sometimes it has to be amputated. Sometimes you get gangrene. Sometimes the leg becomes wholly unusable.
So I wouldn't really walk barefoot in the rain unless you're looking at about a few months in the hospital. Okay, you're looking at a big swollen green toe.
And then when you go to the function and everyone's like, why are her feet green? Oh, I was walking barefoot in the rain. Okay, trench foot. Okay, trenchy. You don't want to be called trenchy by your friends. Trust me, been there. Okay? Because you do it one time and it's over. Just be careful, Trenchy. When I miss someone, I just remind myself we're sharing the same sky.
What the fuck?
Wait, what? Oh, that's fucked. We're sharing the same sky.
Oh, why did that make me cry?
Okay, moving on. That was really sweet. Okay, totally. I hold my cat's paw when we sleep. I always ask if he's had a good day, how he slept. Any animal I come across, I ask how they're doing, lol. You know, something I do that I feel like is just a small thing that spreads, like, it's the energy, because we're all about energy, we're all about the universe, and it's cyclical, and karma is real, and everything is real. Whenever I'm driving on the highway and I see someone, like, stopped on the side of the road, or, like, an ambulance, or a car crash, or whatever, I think, I hope all of their days get better, and I hope all of them come into money soon. Like, if I ever see someone broken down on the side of the road, I'm like, I hope money comes your way. Because I've heard about shit like that happening. My mom would be like this happened to her a few years ago. Something happened with her car or whatever. This is before I did internet stuff. And she was like really down on money and she couldn't afford something. And she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. A week later, like she like asked the universe for help. She's like, I am here asking for help. A week later, she got a tax refund and it was the exact amount that she needed. Bitch, how could you see? Call it God, call it whatever you want, divine intervention. The universe listens. The forces and powers that be listen and they have a sense of humor, okay? I don't know, girl. It freaks me out. That's why when I'm like, God, there's nothing worse than like car trouble or being broken down or like having to be somewhere, being late, or God forbid, being in a car accident or a health scare or whatever. It's just like, I hope you come into money. It's just a simple thing where I'm like, oh, if I was in their position, I would really want, you know, that sort of wishing blessing on me. I just try it. It's great. I also knock on wood all the time because I'm superstitious. And it works, okay? If you, and this is so cliche and so stupid, and I hate saying it, but bruh, it's true. Speak it into existence, write everything down in a list, manifest. Do all the woo-woo bullshit, okay? And mean it. If you're gonna pull oracle cards, if you're gonna do all this, really mean it. Okay? Like, don't be, I'm better than this, it's stupid as fuck. If you're gonna sit down and go through the trouble, do it. And if it doesn't work, okay, it doesn't work. But if it does, which it does, I'm telling you, girl, I don't know. You know something else I do when I leave my house? I say, bye, house. Be good. I'm just kind of fucking crazy like that. The Broski Report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab Riza. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I also was at, where was I? I was at Home Depot the other day because I needed weather stripping for my house. I was at Home Depot and they had these adorable little fairy garden figurines. Hey, I picked up all of them and I put them all throughout my little courtyard. And one of them is it's a fairy and it looks like she's holding out her skirt like this, but it's a bird feeder. And I keep little snackies in there for whatever. I put seeds in there and if they eat all the seeds and I put water out, and it's just a little cute thing. Okay. And I live in the fucking critter house, girl. All the critters love my damn house. I've had raccoons, possums, skunks, squirrels love it. Cats fight in my backyard. I'm like, damn. There's also spiders fucking everywhere in this house. I've gotten real good at sucking them up, though. Look, I'm a changed woman, okay? You live alone, you figure it out. You don't need a man. You don't need a man. You don't. A man should be an addition to your life. You don't need one. You can do everything a man can do. And I'll leave it at that. I got the bells, sweet silver bells. I mend my friend's clothes with fabric I've been collecting and colorful thread. Oh my God. I think I told y'all a few weeks ago, Bestie Taylor taught me how to sew, how to hand stitch. Okay. I'm going to start sewing shit. I'm going to start sewing buttons on everything. I'm going to do those little, you know, those little sequins that they usually are on like little girls' clothes. It's like the blue, pink, and purple flower shaped sequins. I'm going to go to a craft store, or if they sell them at a secondhand store, I might go grab some. We need more secondhand craft stores. Do those exist? Let me figure it out. There might be some over where I am. Grab shit like that secondhand, and I'm going to start doing my own sewing crafts, because how fun, how friggin' fun is that? Also, mending your friend's clothes, you're an angel. Using a digital camera, love that. Trinkets everywhere. My car, my work desk, my shelf, my keys. A little reminder that weird little things are still art created and that not everything is so serious. Oh, I love that. Someone said biking. Okay, period. Putting on the Coraline background music on a playlist and play it while doing simple things. I like that. Always use the fancy china, the good glasses, the nice notebook. The best advice I ever got was being alive is the special occasion. I let my hair blow in the wind and pretend little fairies are styling it. Actually, that's not true because fairies are, they're kind of mischievous. Okay, so fairies are actually fucking with you. They're dicking with you, bro. They're not styling your hair, trust me. They're dicking with you. They're actually peeing and farting in it, so. If something falls on me or I stub my toe or something, I like to gentle parent it. So I'll say, that was really unkind, but I hope we can work this out, to my shampoo bottle.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, like what the fuck?
Okay, here's some DIY whimsy decor. Oh, that's cute. Make a note holder out of clothespins and it looks like a damn piano. They painted it to look like a piano. I might do that. A curtain out of beads. Candle bottles. That is very whimsical. Oh, I like this. They've done like empty liquor bottles and they put like vines and leaves in it and water and then a candle on top. Wow. Jar lamps. Very cute. Beaded lampshade. Also very cute. Okay. This is something I saw on the interweb the other day. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I saved it so we could talk about it on the podcast. the trends that the kids are doing nowadays. It's a lemon pig. What is this? They go viral every 50 years. What is this, dude? Lemon pigs are the world's newest New Year's tradition. They stuff that bitch and put something up his butt. What the hell? They're doing ass play with the lemon pig. I'm pissed off. Why would you humiliate him like that? Damn. Four toothpicks make up the pig's legs, while small slices in the lemon peel create its mouth and ears. Two cloves are the eyes. The curly tail is fashioned from crushed up foil, and a glistening penny is inserted into the piggy's mouth. R.I.P. the penny. Y'all gotta protect the pennies. Presumably symbolizing the hoped for luck. Even the lemonless can join in on the fun. Mandarin pigs, lime pigs, joined the herd of citrus swine. Oh, this is on Atlas Obscura. An onion, as it turns out, makes a reasonable pig-like shape, while a banana does not. This was sourced from a 1970s photo from Granny Pantries, a vintage cookbook blog, which discovered the celebratory pig in 401 Party and Holiday Ideas from Alcoa. The blog describes it as primarily a... Hello? Hello? It's a James Charles New Year's after all. Hello. The blog describes it as a... Hello! The blog describes it as primarily a book dedicated to the proposition that parties would be far more festive if hosts would simply wrap every square inch of their homes in aluminum foil beforehand. Oh, Alcoa is an aluminum foil company after all. Okay. Lemon pigs have been around for more than a century. An 1882 magazine story described a nearly identical lemon pig, and newspapers in the 1890s instructed readers how to make them. Instead of porcine, what is that word? Porcine? Porcine. Of affecting or resembling a pig or pigs. I have never heard that word before. Porcine. And if anyone ever called me porcine, I'd kill myself. She's a bit porcine in nature, quite piggish. Instead of porcine good luck charms, they were cheap craft projects for children, alongside walnut witches and corn husk dolls. I have seen corn husk dolls. They're kind of scary. While they were most popular in the early 20th century, children's entertainment books contained lemon pigs until the 60s, just before their turn as aluminum garnished party decor. Famed chef Jacques Pepin likes lemon pigs so much that he described how to make one in two recent cookbooks. The comments accompanying people's decked out lemons reveal another reason for their popularity. It can't hurt was a common explanation from swine makers. Who the fuck wrote this? Along with the pig's photogenic qualities, people longed for a bit of their luck. Perhaps it's to be expected after the bruising experience of living through 2021. Mama, what about the next 4 years? Okay, lemon pig makes me think of, there are two global Christmas traditions that I've heard of. One is the Christmas pickle, which I believe is German, and then one is the Christmas spider. Let's look up both. Christmas pickle story. A popular holiday tradition where a glass pickle ornament is hidden on the Christmas tree and the first child to find it gets good luck or an extra gift. But its origin is more American marketing than ancient German folklore. Yeah, what's new, diva? Likely stemming from F.W. Woolworth's 1880s sale of German glass ornaments. Though some link it to a Civil War soldier's survival story or a medieval St. Nicholas tale, most Germans have never heard of it, making it a uniquely North American tradition. Girl, it was a marketing ploy by a German company, a German glass company. Fuck all that. Okay, so capitalism is at the root of the fucking... What did me and Drew and Dayson do last year? We wore red panties to find love, red chonies. And then we did... You eat grapes? What's the grapes? Eating grapes under the table. A twist on the traditional Spanish custom of eating 12 grapes at midnight for good luck. Under the table part adds a specific focus on finding love or manifesting goals for the new year. popularized on TikTok, bruh. Spanish grape tradition. Las doce uvas de la suerte. The 12 grapes of luck. Las doce uvas de la suerte. The 12 grapes of luck is a Spanish tradition that consists of eating a grape with each of the 12 clock bell strikes at midnight. Bitch, that's fast! The... Who's... There's no way. Do you take your time with it, or are you supposed to eat it real quick like that? Each grape and clock bell strike represents each of the coming 12 months. You ever have these moments? I just zoomed out really intensely for a second. I just went to 0.5 for a minute. The calendar that we use and, like, adhere to now was implemented by a man. Time is a human construct. Like, what the fuck is time? It's just a unit of productivity. It measures productivity, bro. Like, months aren't even, like, a fucking thing, bro. Like, until Julius Caesar, bro. It's like literally the Caesarian calendar, isn't it? Julius Caesar calendar. Julian calendar. Replacing the complex Roman lunar system with 365-day years and a leap year every 4 years. And a leap day every 4 years. Bruh, girl. Okay. Anyway, that was me zooming out being like, bruh. And then zooming back in and being like, okay, I'm locked in. 12 months, 12 grapes. This tradition dates back from at least 1895, but was greatly popularized in 1909. In December of that year, some Alicante's vine growers spread this custom to encourage grape sales due to overproduction during an excellent harvest. According to the tradition, eating the 12 grapes leads to a year of good luck and prosperity. In some areas, the practice was also believed to ward off witches and evil in general, although today it's mostly followed as a tradition to celebrate and welcome the new year. There are two types of places where people gather to eat the grapes: at home with the family members, after Nochevieja dinner, or in the main squares around the country, with the most famous being the Puerta del Sol in Madrid, where the tradition started. It started in Madrid. The 12 grapes are closely related to the time ball and clock of the royal house of the post office in Puerta del Sol, from where the change of year... Hello? From where the change of year is broadcast on all major national television networks and radio stations, beginning in 1962 on Televisión Española. They share a broad cultural relation with Spain, such as the Philippines, Latin American, and Caribbean countries, as well as Hispanic communities in countries such as the United States. This tradition is part of the Hispanic Christmas festivities. It is also done by some Jamaican locals. Slay! Okay, yeah, we did that last year, but I wondered what the origin was. We also did, I want to do some woo-woo. I'm going to write down my intentions for 2026 because this year was so freaking awesome. It was freaking awesome, guys. Like, wow. I mean, of course, it was like really hard. And some horrific shit went down. And it's still going down. But in terms of like, doing the best you can, which is all you can do, I think it was okay. You know? For me, Royal Court really is like my baby, and it's been my baby for a long time. And we had some guests that I never, like truly from the very beginning, I was like, my goal is to have this person on. It would be amazing if we had this person. And it all happened. Like literally the majority of them happened this year. It's fucking nuts. A recap: Josh Gad, Coleman Domingo, Leah, Michelle Visage, Caleb, Diego Luna. That one was gag for me. Diego Luna, like, bro, I remember I came on here and talked about it. Like, I studied his films in my Spanish classes. Like, obviously, Andor is gag. Y Tu Mamá También. Like, it's just amazing. And he was so nice and so normal. Trixie, finally, that bitch. David Corenswet. That one shifted things. Okay, to reflect for a moment, David Corenswet, that shifted something in the Royal Court universe. Like, from there, we were able to kind of, it started to soar. And it was just like, David is so deeply engaging and likable. And it almost makes you like, it makes your skin crawl at the fact that other interviews haven't been able to bring that out of him. You know, like either they're so boring or they're so TikTok focused where you're asking all the wrong questions. Like, get to the core humanity of these people. So that was really like, it was just a wonderful experience. And like having Superman on the, come on, bruh, like, bruh, 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 6'7". Next altar, my queen, Logan Lerman. Then we hit a white boy stride, okay? Logan Lerman, Louis Capaldi, Finn Wolfhard, Josh Hutcherson, Fred Armisen, Paul Mescal, bruh. All of the, Fred Armisen, I don't know if we talked about this. Fred Armisen, like, and Kristen Wiig shaped me and Taylor's sense of humor. Like, truly so many of our first ever bits as best friends were, like, ripping on, or just kind of riffing on the Target lady, or on, remember when they would come on Weekend Update and wear matching, it was a ripoff of, like, Simon and Garfunkel. What were their names? They would come on in the matching vest and do the improv song where they would try to match each other. We would do that all the time. And it brought us so much joy as like 13, 14 year olds. And now it's like to sit across from Fred Armisen, this comedy legend, and be able to riff with him and make him laugh. Are you fucking stupid? How did we get here? How did this happen? So many times throughout the year, it was like, how did this happen? Sitting across from Paul Mescal in London. Okay. Okay, totally. I'm flying to London today to go film something else that comes out in January. Okay. Like, it's just, this job is crazy. Thank you guys for giving a shit. Thanks for watching. Thanks for enjoying. It's literally the point. Like, that's the point. I think entertainment is supposed to be entertaining, and it's supposed to be happy, and it's supposed to leave you feeling better. And that's all I want to do. So thanks for loving it. Thanks for being honest with me. Thanks for supporting. And thanks for another fucking year. Thank you for the happy year of my life. Thank you, Orna. Happy. Shout out to Krish. The Christmas spider. That's what the other one I was going to look up. The Christmas spider is a charming Eastern European legend. Eastern European folktale, which explains one possible origin of tinsel on Christmas trees. Whoa! It's most prevalent in Western Ukraine, where small ornaments in the shape of a spider are traditionally a part of the Christmas decorations. Here's the story. A poor but hardworking widow once lived in a small hut with her children. One summer day, a pine cone fell on the earthen floor of the hut and took root. The widow's children cared for the tree, excited at the prospect of having a Christmas tree by winter. The tree grew, but when Christmas Eve arrived, they could not afford to decorate it. The children sadly went to bed and fell asleep. Early the next morning, they woke up and saw the tree covered with cobwebs. When they opened the windows, the first rays of sunlight touched the webs and turned them into gold and silver. The widow and her children were overjoyed. From then on, they never lived in poverty again.
Oh.
Other versions replace the sunlight with a miracle from Father Christmas, Santa Claus, or the child Jesus. Here we go, giving credit to Jesus. Here we go, giving credit to Jesus for what the sun did. Oh, Lord. And tells the story primarily from the perspective of the spiders who wished to see the Christmas tree. Cute. The origins of the folktale are unknown, but it's believed to have come from either Germany or Ukraine. In Germany, Poland, and Ukraine, finding a spider or a spider's web on a Christmas tree is considered good luck. Ukrainians also create small Christmas tree ornaments in the shape of a spider, known as pavuchki, literally little spiders, usually made of paper and wire. That's cute. They also decorate Christmas trees with artificial spider webs. The tradition of using tinsel is also said to be because of this story. According to Lubo Walinets, folk art curator of the Ukrainian Museum in New York, the tradition is Ukrainian and dates back to the late 1800s or early 1900s. It may be based on an older European superstition about spiders bringing luck, though not black spiders in Germany.
What?
Or conversely, that it is bad luck to destroy a spider's web before the spider is safely out of the way. Spider Tale spins a web of holiday lore, and the URL's broken. Fuck! Error 404 not found.
So this is spiderweb. Don't you fucking break it. It's actually really bad luck. Unless it is naked.
That's real cute. Okay, well, I live in a spider-infested house. Is that great luck? Y'all, I have to tell you something. And I think I've told every story I ever have on this fucking podcast. Spiders, I think, and maybe I'm entering spiritual psychosis again, spiders talk to me. Spiders have a lot of shit to say to me. They're always trying to touch me and get on me and be in my space and do this. Okay. When I ended shit with my situationship in September of 2024, he left. It was this whole thing, like, whatever. Okay. It was this whole teary-eyed thing. He is a male manipulator, male manipulator, male manipulator. And he had his claws so deep into me. I was like, did I just make the biggest mistake of my life letting him go? That night, we had broken up. I came back to my house alone. I was crying. I was really upset. And I was like cleaning my space. I was putting my clothes away. I was like trying to, you know, get back in the flow of me. Because when you're with a succubus like that, you let them steal you. Like, I lost myself. And that's scary as fuck. And so I was trying to find myself again. And like, that starts for me with clearing your space. And so I was cleaning, rearranging, whatever. And I go to pick up this little fucking plushie he had given me. And inside the shirt of this plushie was a huge red spider. Alive. Alive. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, what if I put that on my bed? It crawled into my fucking mouth. I go, ah! And I drop it on the floor. And I'm like, oh my, I didn't look at it hard enough to see like what type of spider is it. I don't know. I ran for the fucking vacuum, sucked it up. Okay. And then I'm like crying, obviously more because I'm scared. And then I go, oh my God. And I Google red spider meaning. Let's look it up. Red spider meaning. Spiritually, a red spider often signifies powerful, passionate creation, destiny, and transformation. It's a symbol of creative power, patience, interconnectedness, life's web, and the need to trust the unknown journey of life. Dude, when I tell you, when I Googled it and I read transformation, like I took that as end of a chapter, beginning of a new one. And it really was the catalyst for like the greatest change that's ever happened, at least emotionally in my life, of like finally stopping the bullshit, like putting an end to the bullshit and standing on business, bitch. Like, I'm so serious. You're not gonna get me again. Never again. No. That was the last time. Hope you had fun. No man ever, ever again. No friend, no man. You will never take advantage of me. You will never catch me lacking at my weakest like that. So, of course I cried, and of course I was kind of scared. And then literally, I can't even tell you because I have to keep some things to myself. Okay, Broski Nation, you know, I love y'all to death. And I tell you pretty much the size and color of my butthole, everything. But some things I keep to myself because like, wow, that red spider. And maybe again, like I'm doing my Gabby Hanna spiritual psychosis moment. But I think that that was a great sign. Even though it was scary as fuck and there's spiders all over my house. They talk to me. They whisper to me. Okay, they're aqua, aqua, aqua. We love aquamarine. That's literally me and my spiders. So, guys, happy friggin' New Year. Be gentle with yourself this year. Change some things up. If you are not happy, make some changes. And that can look different for every single person. I implore you to write things down. Physical media is back. Make a list. Do some manifestations. Speak it into your moon water and drink the water. If you need to release things, write them down and burn the paper. Let that shit go. I'm serious, dude. You have so much agency in your life. Act like it. 2026 is going to be a beautiful year. We have so many things in the works. A return might be happening soon to a certain dead YouTube channel. So be looking out for that, Broski Nation. Merch always is available at broski.shop. I have an official Broski Nation, Broski Report, Spotify playlist if you guys want to go check that shit out. And also, to the Broski Nation member who has the unofficial playlist, that one fuck, she updates it literally every week. Every time I mention or post a song, she'll update it. So shout out to you, Queen. I want to send you something. And I think that'll pretty much do it for me this episode. Guys, have a safe and happy new year. Please drink some vitamin C, have some like electrolytes, and stay hydrated and stay warm. Love you guys. That was me giving you a wet, passionate kiss. Okay, bye. Bye.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.